Well, there's another man who is a pleasure to be able to communicate with as well. His name is Dr. Rob Congdon. He's the man that looks at the European Union, and in particular, the entire European continent, to keep us abreast of what's going on there, because it will play a key role in the end-time prophetic scenario that's found in Bible prophecy. Now, we'll get to that at some time in this conversation, I'm absolutely sure. Rob, let's get right underway. The Eurozone crisis is possibly going to spook the U.S. elections. That was the headline. What's it talking about? The crisis, is that what it's talking about there in the Eurozone, is going to have an effect on the U.S. elections?
Absolutely. We've been, as you and I have been talking for many weeks here, the finances are crucial in Europe. What most Americans don't realize is how much that effect of the finances of Europe, the debt, the recession that Europe is clearly in, a double-dip recession that they are in, has an effect on American business. And not only does it affect American business in terms of exports to Europe or our cost of products from Europe, there are countless investments that investors throughout the U.S. make that actually involve international investments that involve these specific countries. What they are saying is that if the Eurozone can't pull it together, and somehow it goes into the worst-case scenario before the U.S. election, that it will have a dramatic effect here. And largely the analysis is, and I think this is correct, that the Democratic Party is representing a European mindset of solving financial problems. The Republican Party, on the whole, is representing a whole opposite viewpoint, and really the viewpoint that represents Germany and some of the fiscal conservative countries of Europe. And so the idea is, as Europe goes, it becomes kind of a flag to the American voter saying, oh, which one do we want, this European viewpoint or the Republican, what they would say, the American free capital viewpoint. So we really have here the two economic theories of finances at battle in Europe, but also ultimately at battle here in the U.S. in the election. They will rise and fall together, and many are afraid that if Greece collapses, which I, for the most part, most people have written off in Europe, they don't see that effect. But if Spain or Italy should have serious problems in the next, say, 12 weeks, they really think it could affect our elections significantly.
You know, that is very interesting. We're looking at a political apparatus, the European Union, a financial or economic organization as well, very significant. Not only in Europe, not only in the European Union, but across the world. Now, give me your analysis. You're not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. We always talk about that. But can the Eurozone survive this economic crisis?
Well, I think the answer is the euro, that's the currency itself, will survive. To revert from the euro would be a major catastrophe. It would put companies back into exchange rates. Anybody who's traveled to Europe knows when you exchange your American dollar for some other currency, you often lose money. Businesses, it's a major cost of exporting and importing as exchange rates. So I think the euro itself is solid. What could happen is we see some individual countries being dropped from the eurozone, the 17 current countries, it could be reduced. Greece could be dropped, one or two others could be removed and have to go to their own currency. They would then start paying that price of exchange rates. But if Northern Europe, and that's the ones that want the eurozone the most, if it retains the eurozone and the euro, which I believe it will, that keeps them strong from a business standpoint, can only help them in the future on international trade. So I think much of the talk about the eurozone collapsing, we have to view it as, no, it's saying that some aspects of the eurozone have failed because of those individual countries. Sometimes when they fail, you got to get rid of them and you can optimize the system. Let's always remember, though, the final goal of the European Union is a single currency for all 27 countries. So we may go through this period of readjustment, get rid of a few countries, solve their problems sort of independently, and then incorporate them back into the eurozone.
Well, and we watch very attentively how Greece and Italy Ireland, and Spain, for example, are in economic chaos. But I was just reading before we went on the air, Rob, about Finland and some of the other European Union states preparing for a fall of the Eurozone. I mean, does that mean some of them that may not be in economic trouble pull out?
Well, I think it's more get rid of some countries, like I've been saying. Finland is very strong European Union. So is Germany. Finland wants to be sure that they gain from the Eurozone. So what they're really talking about is when they're saying a split up or a breakup, they're talking again about some of the countries being pushed out, if you will, or pushed off to the sidelines into their own systems till they solve their own personal problems. The Finns are trying to say, look, we want to isolate ourselves from the problem countries. So maybe the way is we break up the Eurozone into two groups, let one group go off on its own, the southern countries of Europe. We, the northern, will stay strong. We're going to stick together, and we think alike, with the thinking of Germany being the leader. They're all leaning that way. And so what you could actually see is, so to speak, a split economically. But in the long term, they know they need all of them into the system. And, of course, we know prophetically that is a necessity for the ultimate descriptions of buying and selling and controlling that in a world empire. So when they talk split, always read it carefully. They're not talking about splitting the European Union or ending the European Union. They're talking about how do we get rid of these problem countries on a temporary basis until they either totally collapse on their own, independent of the Eurozone, or until they get it straightened out and are willing to come back.
Sounds to me, Rob, like those 10 toes of iron and clay in Daniel chapter 2.
Oh, absolutely. As I always tell people, we can't know for sure that this is where it's going, but at the least we can say that in our day it's all feasible that the scriptures, as describing the end events in Daniel for the end of the age, clearly it is feasible today, and we need to keep awake, as Paul says in Romans 13.
Rob Congdon, he's our man who covers the European Union for us. He does it so very well. And you heard in our last couple of comments there that scripture, prophetic scripture, does enter into our conversation every time. Rob, thank you so very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again real soon down the line.
Okay, look forward to it. Lord bless. Goodbye.